Once upon a time,
we bring you song and laughter, we bring you fun and rhyme. So listen to a story called Once Upon a Time.
Once upon a time, there lived in a great barnyard a little red hen. Now, this little red hen was very, very industrious. She always had the house clean very early in the morning, and her chicks were the tidiest and best behaved in the barnyard. In fact, they were so well behaved that the cat, the pig, the dog, and the duck all said that they were well behaved, and that meant that they really were. One morning, the little red hen was out looking for breakfast when she came across a hard seed. She bit it. She tried everything with it, but still she couldn't find out what it was. So she asked the pig if he knew.
Tell me, pig, what can this be?
Oink, 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 I don't know. Ask the cat. Oink, oink.
Kitty cat, can you tell me what this is?
I'm sorry, little hen, but I can't. Why don't you ask the duck?
Duck, can you tell me what this is?
Quack, quack, no, I can't, but ask the dog. Quack, quack. He's the one who knows things around here. Quack, quack.
Duck, Mr. Dog, can you tell me what this is?
No. Let me see. Oh, yes, I can tell you what it is.
What? You can?
Yes, this is a grain of wheat.
Dear me, but then I don't know any more now than I did before. What can I do with a grain of wheat?
You see, if you plant the grain of wheat, it will grow. It will grow into many more grains of wheat.
Now I see. Then I'm so busy. I haven't time to plant it.
After you plant it, it must be watered. It must be cut. It must be threshed. It must be carried to the mill. It must be made into bread.
Not I, said the dog.
Not I, said the cat.
Not I, said they all. Then it must be cut, and then it must be threshed. The little red hen was ready to cry.
Not I, said the duck.
Not I, said the pig.
No, not I. So the little red hen spoke again to them all. Not I, said the first. Not I, said they all. Said the little red hen.
Then I will.
And she did. Now, of course, the little red hen didn't know anything about the Squirrel King's palace. And if she had, she wouldn't have cared. Because, you see, she was too busy planting the wheat seed. Just the same, while the dog, the cat, the pig, and the duck lay down to sleep in the sunshine, and the little red hen went off to plant the seed, Wrinkless, the king of the squirrels, was seated on his throne, while the fairies, gnomes, and elfins danced around the magic throne.
We're a happy family, gnomes and elfins all, dancing in the fairy palace in the magic hall, singing praises to the squirrel king and the fairy queen, the wise old owl and crocus in his shining cloak of green.
Well, are we all here?
Yes, your majesty. We're all here. Everybody's here.
Good, good. Very good. Tell me, wise old owl, did you sleep well?
Splendidly, your majesty. Splendidly.
No more woodpeckers tapping at your bedroom?
No, your majesty. At least I didn't hear any.
Well, then, what about old Rascal, the wicked magician? Has he been up to any more tricks?
Not that I have heard of, your majesty.
How about you, Fairy Queen?
I don't even know where he is, Squirrel King. I haven't been able to find him.
Ah, lying low, huh? Well, now we've got to find him. We've got to know what he's up to.
Certainly we have, your majesty. Why, there's no saying what he might do. Why, he might do anything.
Quite right, wise old owl. Oh, by the way, where's Crocus the Frog?
Isn't he here, Your Majesty?
Of course he's not here. Do you think I'd be asking?
He was here early this morning, Your Majesty.
Oh, I suppose it's all right. He may have gone for a swim.
That's right, Your Majesty. He probably has gone for a swim.
Good morning, Your Majesty.
Good morning, Crocus. We were getting a little worried about you.
Oh, I'm all right, Your Majesty. A little bit out of breath. Running, perhaps. But otherwise, all right.
Running, Crocus? What's the matter?
Well, Your Majesty, it's like this. I heard the old gray fox singing to himself as I came back from the pool.
You did, Crocus?
Yes, I did. And he was singing about catching the little red hen.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Now, something has got to be done about that.
Absolutely. Something has got to be done about that.
Where was the gray fox, Crocus?
He was coming down toward the barnyard, and he was singing.
Yes, Crocus, you said that...
He was singing that the little red hen was nice and fat.
Oh, dear me, dear me. Now, then, what can we do? Have you any suggestions, wise old owl?
Well, now, let me see. We could...
Could we not go to the barnyard, Your Majesty? We might be able to think of something.
Ah, very good suggestion, Fairy Queen.
A very good suggestion indeed, Fairy Queen.
All right, all right. Now hurry up, everybody. Follow me as quickly as you can. And Fairy Queen, don't forget your magic wand.
Now, of course, the little red hen didn't know anything about the old gray fox. Oh, no. Because, you see, she was busy cleaning her house, looking after her chicks, and doing all the things that a good housekeeper should do. So she didn't hear the old fox as he came down the pathway singing.
I'm an old gray fox, and I left my den, and I'm out there looking for the little red hen. She's plump and fat, just as fat as she can be. And she'd make a dainty little meal for mother and for me. And she'd make a dainty little meal for mother and for me. Oh, hello there, little red hen.
Come up on the rafters, children. Here's the old gray fox.
No. You don't have to be afraid of me.
Maybe not. We are just the same.
Oh, that's very stupid of you. You see this bag?
Yes, I see it.
I've brought you some of the finest of grain in this bag. Take a look at it.
Well, now I don't know whether or not.
Oh, look, look. I'll open it up. You see that?
My, but that is fine-looking grain. Can I have just a little?
Oh, certainly. You can have it all.
This is good.
No, sir. I'm not going to let you out. I'm going to take you home. Oh, my, but you're a heavy hen. Oh, my. Just a moment. Now I've got the neck of this sack tied. I'm tired. That was a lot of work. I believe I'll lie down for a moment. I'm kind of sleepy.
The old gray fox got here before us. There he is, asleep.
Yes, Your Majesty. Undoubtedly, he got here before us.
Quiet, quiet, wise old owl. Don't talk so loudly. You might waken the old fox.
I wonder where the little red hen is.
Here I am.
And where is here?
In the sack.
Oh, so that's where you are, is it?
Quickly, Fairy Queen. Open the sack, open the sack.
At once, Your Majesty, at once.
There's no saying what might happen.
His Majesty is quite right. Of course, there's no saying what might happen.
Rap, rap, rap. sorry I couldn't get here any sooner.
Yeah, that's all right, Crocus. Everything's all right. We got the little red hen out of the bag.
But haven't you done anything to the old fox yet?
No, not yet.
My word.
Can anyone make a suggestion?
I suggest, Your Majesty, that we put the old fox in the bag.
Oh, but he's too big, Fairy Queen.
We can put his head inside.
Ah, that's it. Come on, wise old owl. Get hold of the neck of the sack.
Now, all together, put the sack over the fox's head.
The little red hen is safe at last, and the old great fox is captured. Now she can reap and grind and bake her loaf of bread unhampered. And so we sing and dance and cheer, for of the fox we have no fear. His head's in the sack, and it's quite clear that it can't be extracted.
And that was the truth. It was a long, long time before the old gray fox got his head out of the sack. And as for the little red hen, well, everybody knows that even if the dog, the pig, the cat, and the duck wouldn't help her, she did bake the bread. And besides that, she lived happily ever afterwards.